clarity on things you've been wanting to get clarity on. So, let me read through this section. Let's read through this section together right quick. It's just a page and a half. And the name of this was, What Are the Levels of Teaching, on page 7 in the teacher's manual. It says, the teachers of God have no set teaching level. That means each teaching and learning situation involves a different relationship at the beginning, although the ultimate goal is always the same. The ultimate goal of any relationship is to make of the relationship a holy relationship. A holy relationship is a relationship in which both can look upon each other or the Son of God as sinless. So a holy relationship is a relationship where you look upon each other as innocent. There is no one from whom a teacher of God cannot learn, so there is no one whom a teacher of God can't teach. However, from a practical point of view, I'm going to say you cannot meet everyone, nor can everyone find you. You can't meet everyone, nor can everyone find you. Therefore, the plan includes very specific contacts to be made for each teacher of God. There are no accidents in salvation. That means those who are to meet will meet, because together those who are to meet, they have the potential for holy relationships, and a holy relationship is a relationship in which you learn to see each other as
innocent.
So that means that any two people that meet each other, it's not an accident that they meet each other. So you don't meet each other unless you're ready for each other. So you never meet anybody you're not ready for. Okay, the simplest level of teaching appears to be quite superficial. So the first level of teaching, the first level of relationship is a relationship that consists of what seems to be very casual encounters, such as a chance meeting of two apparent strangers on the elevator, which happens to me every day going up to my apartment. A child who is not looking where they're going, running into an adult, so-called by chance. Two students happening to walk home together. These chance encounters are not really chance encounters. Each of these encounters has the potential for becoming a teaching-learning situation, which is another name that the course uses for holy relationship is a teaching-learning situation. I like that. Perhaps the strangers in the elevator will smile at one another. Perhaps the adult will not scold the child for bumping into him. Perhaps the students will become friends. Even at the level of the most casual encounter, it's possible for two people to lose sight of separate interests. If only for a moment, if two people lose sight of separate interests, that moment would be enough. Salvation, which means forgiveness, which means healing, which means peace, has come. So the first level of relationship is a casual encounter, an accidental encounter, when just for a second the two people lose sight of separate interests. That's me punching the button for the guy in the elevator, asking him what floor he's going up to, speaking that day. You know, just like any time we have any kind of encounter with a stranger, that we actually acknowledge each other for any reason that we exist, the course calls that the first level of relationship. That's the first healing level. That's happening more and more. It's difficult to understand the levels of teaching the universal course as a concept as meaningless in reality as in time. The illusion of one permits the illusion of other. Now, if you read something in the course and it goes right by you, if you keep reading, it's going to restate the same thing about 9 different times. Yeah. So I always tell people, don't obsess on any sentence, because it's not like it's not going to say that same sentence in about 30 times within the next 3 paragraphs. So you'll get it, you know. For instance, it says, in time, the teacher of God seems to begin to change his mind about the world with a single decision, and then learns more and more about the new decision as he teaches it. We've covered the illusion of time already, but the illusions of levels of teaching seems to be something different. Perhaps the best way to demonstrate that levels of teaching can exist is simply to say that any level of teaching, any level of the teaching learning situation is part of God's plan for healing. And God's plan has no level, being a reflection of his will. So salvation, which is healing, is always ready. It's always there. God's teachers work at different levels, but the result is always the same. There are no levels of teaching simply because every level of teaching is a reflection of God's will. So therefore, it's just teaching going on. That's the only thing that's happening, just teaching going on. And he says each teaching learning situation is maximal in the sense that each person involved will learn the most that he can from the other person at the time. So you learn at a maximum level with anybody that you're with because you always learn as much as you can from them at that time. And that's as much as you can learn from them. So therefore, there's not any situation that you haven't learned as much from anybody as you can. Like some people say, well, I feel like I've learned as much from them as I can. If that's all you can learn with them right now, you have learned as much with them as you can. And the way that you know that you've learned as much from them as you can is the degree of pain that you're in, discomfort that you're experiencing in the relationship. That's how you know when you've learned as much as you can, but you insisted on still trying to learn more. Because the whole purpose of the course is to teach us that it's possible for us to have peace all the time, everywhere we go. And that's opposite to what the fearful mind teaches us. And so when people hear that stuff like, you've learned as much as you can from a person, and if you're trying to make yourself learn more than you can at this time, there's pain involved, but yet they still want to keep trying to do it, then it bugs them because they know they're experiencing pain, but they still want to keep on dealing with that illusion. And that's okay. I mean, because eventually everybody reaches their limit. So it's not like if you insist on staying with something that the universe is going to punish you, God's going to punish you, you're going to punish you. The punishment is being in the hellacious situation. That is the punishment. No need for God to punish me. If I stay in something that doesn't bring me anything but pain, I'm punishing me. There's no need to feel guilty about it because there is always another way to look at things that could get rid of the pain. No matter what the situation is, there's another way to look at it. But there's very seldom that a person at the very beginning of their spiritual path will look at it differently. Most people want the results of looking at things differently without looking at it differently, or just thinking about what it would be like to look at it differently. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's like I'm frustrated with the course. Okay. I got this situation that's coming up and I'm frustrated because, okay, how many times did you say, I've given this situation all the meaning that it has for me? I don't understand what this is for. I'm never upset for the reason I think. I give this to the future, to the hands of God. You know, in other words, how many times are you really doing what it says as opposed to thinking about the course but not actually applying it? And then when it doesn't work, then the person gets disgusted and they say, oh, you know, the course doesn't work for me. Mm-hmm. I haven't worked it. If the course is about forgiveness and I'm insisting on holding on to a grievance, then why am I upset because I'm not getting the result of the course when I'm still holding the grievance? The course is about letting go of the grievance. So I still got a grievance going against you and I'm saying the course not working. Wait a minute. If I'm willing to forgive you, the course is working. Because it's the course that's teaching me that looking at you another way is going to free me from that pain because I'm the only one that's feeling it. You're not even feeling my pain. I'm feeling my pain. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I've been juggling around, I just keep trying to try to go out of the head, jail, into the heart.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't it, if every time a difficult or challenging or painful situation is encountered, I choose to go, okay, I've learned all I can from you, I'm going to go over here. Versus, this is my opportunity, this is my perfect opportunity to sit down and apply the course and keep applying and ask for help. Both with in classes like this and in meditation. So I guess I'm saying just because it's painful, and I understand that the course doesn't need to be painful. It's just when I'm holding on to my stuff.
Right. Pain is a proof of self-deception. So therefore, if you feel pain and you give yourself peace about staying in the situation because you still want to apply it, then you have not learned as much as you can, and it's okay to stay there. But that's coming from you having the desire to still give in that situation without feeling like it's a sacrifice.
Right.
So that's the difference. One is a person is just in hell and they're not doing nothing about it and they don't really want to be there in the first place and they don't have faith in the other person and they don't really want to do it, but they just stand out of a sense of sacrifice. In that sense, you've learned as much as you can from that person, and you need to move on because you're not doing nothing about it, and you're just being frustrated. If I'm in a situation with the person and I see it as an opportunity for me to have a lesson that God would have me learn, well, first of all, I'm going to give myself peace about staying there, and I'm not going to be constantly attacking that person.
Is it always a lesson?
Yeah. It's always a lesson, but you don't have to suffer. You can learn through pain, but it's not necessary. That's the difference in the course and other teachings. It's for people who want to learn their lessons in peace.
But isn't that always my